What's going on, everybody? It's time for the Binge Boys podcast. We're doing a run through today
on the Batman.
Not the Batman, Tanner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We haven't seen that movie
Batman
yet.
Without the subtract the
guys, we're doing the run through today. So if you have never been on the run through or listened to the run through before, let me tell you all about it. Premise is my hosts and I break down a specific TV or movie. Sorry, a TV series or a movie.
Correct.
And we kind of break it down element by element and kind of talk about it overarching and kind of break it down and give it an in-depth review. Talk about each element of the movie and just kind of break it down.
We kind of break it down, don't we, you know?
The run-through could also be called Break It Down.
Break It Down.
Break It Down. Break It Down. It's a Luke Bryan song.
Light it up.
I don't know if that's it.
I don't know.
But
sounds familiar.
Every Tuesday, there's an episode of the show where my co-hosts Tanner and Matt, and we break down the hottest in TV and film. And that's what we do.
That's what we do.
We had a great episode this week. Hope you checked it out. But if you haven't, and this is your first one, welcome. First things first, follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes and make sure you've left that five-star rating as well as a short review. Helps us out a lot. Tanner, it's 2021 and everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey. And one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping.
That's right.
Most people have no idea where to start and they're overwhelmed by options and don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. Prepped and Ready Meals delivers high quality fresh meals with health and fitness in mind with a variety of healthy, low calorie, but delicious meals that can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to preppedandreadymeals.com and use code BINGE15 for checkout or at checkout for 15% off your first time order. Tanner, what are we here to talk about today?
I don't know. A little indie film called Batman.
The one that started it all, arguably.
Oh, did it ever, and it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great movie to me. It is a classic. I love it. And I want to hear what you think, because earlier I heard a little something from you that made me think that you're not going to be on the same page with me.
Well, Tanner, I'll tell you what first. This movie was released June 23rd, 1989. It was directed by Tim Burton, and it stars Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Kim Basinger, Billy Dee Williams, and more. The movie is about this. Having witnessed his parents' brutal murder as a child, millionaire philanthropist Bruce Wayne, played by Michael Keaton, fights crime in Gotham City disguised as Batman, a costumed hero who strikes fear into the hearts of villains. But when a deformed madman who calls himself the Joker, played by Jack Nicholson, seizes control of Gotham's criminal underworld, Batman must face his most ruthless nemesis ever while protecting both his identity and his love interest reporter, Vicki Vale, played by Kim Basinger.
Woo!
The budget for this movie was $35 million. Opening weekend, it made $40.5 million.
And first one.
All-time box office run made $411.5 million.
Holy sheep
for
shit.
For 1989, that's a lot of money.
That's like a billion by now.
That's a lot of money.
If you double that,
almost a billy.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Almost a half a billy.
Meaning like, God damn it, what is it called? Wait, Inflation. I did not learn in school.
Neither did I. Critics-wise, they gave this movie a 71%.
Okay.
Fans gave it a what?
90-something.
84.
Okay.
Still decent. So, now we can talk about the movie. What does it mean to us? What does it mean to you, Tanner?
Well, you kind of heard it already. I jumped a little too far ahead. But it is a classic. It's a movie that I mean... I watched them hundreds, all of the old ones, all like every Batman movie I've seen 100 times each. And this one I've seen specifically a lot more because it's the Joker. You know, you can't go wrong with a movie with the Joker in it. Same thing with Dark Knight, one of my favorites since the Joker's in it, you know?
Sure.
And I guess I can go straight to my review, huh?
Yeah, what do you give this movie?
5 out of 5.
A 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5. Yes, it's super good.
You love it that much?
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's. I can't look at it from a critic standpoint.
Really?
I just can't do it. It's just too heartfelt, too close to me. Childhood, you know?
Sure, sure.
Now I want to hear about you.
I saw this movie at a young age. I saw it when I was young as well. This movie didn't spark for me what maybe should have is my love for superhero movies. The Dark Knight did that for me. But
did that for a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. The movie is good. I give it about a 4 out of 5. It's where it loses me is the middle 40 minutes of the movie is boring.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There's not much happening. I think what they tried to do was make it a good comic book movie, but also try to make it a good Gotham City movie.
To me, it seems less comic booky.
It isn't as comic booky as it could be.
Especially from the Joker's origin. That's not his origin. That ain't true. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
How they made him...
Jack Napier.
Yeah,
that's not true. He's not supposed to have a name.
Right.
I don't know how else they would have done that, though. And he's not in the mob. He was not in the mob.
No.
He was just a comedian trying to make his way. And he fell into a pit trying to do a job because he needed more money to get his wife out of a shitty neighborhood.
So in a way...
She dies in childbirth, too.
She does. So in a way, Joker, the movie that came out a few years ago, takes that stand-up comedian thing.
Right.
But then this movie takes the... whatchamacallit?
The badass part of him.
The falling into a tank. So... Each of these different Joker iterations that we've gotten over the years takes bits and pieces from the origin story, but they all actually get their own origin.
They're all pretty good, too.
Yeah, they are. They all do what they're supposed to do, I think.
Nicholson's laugh, man.
Where do they get a load of me?
He just walks away laughing. That's creepy, dude. It is a creepy movie. Like his death scene, dude. That used to haunt me.
Yeah, it still haunts me.
Yeah.
When we were watching yesterday, I was like, Catherine, pay attention to this next scene. This used to freak me out as a kid.
Which scene? The one where he's laying on the ground?
Where it zooms in on him.
Dead?
Dead, laughing hysterically.
He's not laughing, though. It's a thing.
No. It's a little voice box thing.
He knows. He's just crazy. Such a good character. But Michael Keaton, though, as Batman, nails it, as always. I mean, he's just a little too soft sometimes for me to think of him being Batman. Just a little soft and a little, like, just doesn't play Bruce Wayne like I want him to. If that makes sense. He just doesn't seem like a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he seems more of just, like, the whole billionaire playboy kind of guy.
Not even that. He just seems too nice.
He is very nice.
Yes. Bruce Wayne's a douche. He's supposed to keep up that douchebag public image so people would think he's the last guy to be Batman protecting the city, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the Joker's plan here?
Kill everybody.
Did he have a point?
No. Well, no. Not that I can think of.
I'll tell you what's iconic is that opening scene of him coming up the elevator to his old boss and standing in the dark, and you can very barely see the white makeup and his smile with the top hat.
No, it's not makeup though. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's his actual. And then he puts on makeup and says he took it off.
I didn't catch that until watching it. When she threw the water in his face and it showed the white, I was like, what? Because I thought it was makeup.
Nope.
But the makeup was the skin color that he painted on himself.
Yeah, and he goes on the commercial and he's like, I've taken off my makeup. Now it's time for Batman to do the same. You know?
And in reality... He put on makeup.
Yeah. He put on a face to not scare everybody.
I love when they're like, what's that big stupid grin on your face? Life's just been good to me. Because that grin is a lot. I wonder how they got Jack Nicholson's face to stay like that.
It's just a bunch of like...
prosthetics, like holding his mouth open or whatever.
No, he's not even holding it. That's just... It's a prosthetic. He's just
doing. Oh, really? It's just makeup?
And he smiles and it gets bigger, if that makes sense. Huh. I saw a little bit of the behind the scenes.
Behind the scene thing?
Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
It's not a lot, but I just see like the makeup, the beginning parts of the makeup or whatever. It's really interesting.
Tanner, do you think this movie will be remade in 20 years?
It's kind of already has.
Has it been remade?
I mean, not the same exact plot, not the same thing, but no. They'll just keep reiterating stories, if anything.
Yeah.
They won't remake this, you know?
What's next year? Or 2022?
The Batman.
That's about 30 years or so after this original. We get The Batman. Mm-hmm. But we don't get a Joker plot.
We don't know that yet.
We don't, but we're not getting a Joker plot.
How do you know
plot.
That?
Because there's no way.
How do you know that?
Because there's no way. Because they're trying to do something different.
How do you know that?
They're doing something different.
I don't care. Yeah, but dude, you see how creepy it is? It'd be perfect just at the end of it, just like, you know?
You know, the fan theory is that Arthur Fleck is going to be the Joker in
Robert Pattinson's. No.
You know what would be cool?
No.
Is if Arthur Fleck was the Joker in Keaton's universe instead.
No.
Because think about it.
No. We need an old Jack Nicholson that comes back somehow.
There's no way.
No.
He fell. To be honest, the fact that his body wasn't in several pieces when he hit the ground is a miracle.
Well, it's also a
PG-13 movie. Mm-hmm. If it was rated R, his body would be in
his head would pieces. Be the one laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're having a lot of fun with that.
I am.
Tanner, when you think of the greatest scene of this movie?
Where did they get a load of me?
What do you think?
Tell me. You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? Whoosh.
Yeah, I really like that ending whole sequence.
Figures out that it was him.
What are you laughing at?
Oh yeah, I forgot. I don't like how he's the one who killed his parents.
Oh,
you caught that, right?
Yeah.
Joker killed his parents when he was younger.
Sure.
Yeah, a young mob hitman. The mob. Batman can take down the mob in 45 seconds.
Well, there is that whole theory of, like, did Joker kill Batman's parents?
No. Well, there is a theory, but I don't think so.
They made it the plot here.
They sure did. I liked it, but I liked the way they did it, but, like, it kind of just felt forced.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like a plot line that they throw in.
Last second. Screw it. You know what? We'll make him say the same quote that he said to him as a kid. Tell me, kid. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Imagine if Joker had a stutter.
It would be cool if he had a stutter. Hey, Batman, how about you go over here so I can kick your ass? You're having a lot of fun with this Joker stuff.
Everybody always tells me I could voice act the Joker.
I could too. I have a really good Joker laugh. Gotta be original.
Do it.
I can't. It's too loud for this room. I'll do it outside sometime. I think my Joker laugh would be a combination of
Hamill.
Hamill's Same. And Heath's. Heath has a good Joker laugh because he's like trying to hold back. He's like
Oh, yeah, he's like, yeah, because you can tell he's, like, trying not to be weird, and he knows he's going to be. Oh, God damn it. I love the Joker.
Yeah, he's a great character. Tanner, do you want to hear some trivia from this movie?
Of course.
It's got some amazing trivia based on the first couple pieces of trivia here. Originally, Robin Williams was offered the role as the Joker.
Nah.
Jack Nicholson was hospitalized around the time. Says Robin Williams was offered the role of the Joker when Jack Nicholson hesitated. He had even accepted the role when producers approached Jack Nicholson again and told him Robin Williams would do it if he did not. Nicholson took the role and Williams was released. Robin Williams resented being used as bait and not only refused to play Riddler in Batman Forever, but he also refused to be involved with any Warner Brothers productions until they apologized.
Yeah, screw them for that. That's an a-hole move.
Yeah.
But wow.
Jack Nicholson said his role, quote, "The thing I like about Joker is what his sense of humor is completely tasteless." He later said that Joker was one of the favorite roles he ever did.
It's a great role. Did he go crazy after it like everybody else does?
Nope. Jack Nicholson received a percentage of the gross of the film due to its massive box office success. He took home around $60 million. As of 2003, it is still the single movie record, the highest take home for an actor's salary.
Nice.
Michael Keaton, who calls himself a quote-unquote logic freak, was concerned that Batman's secret identity would in reality be fairly easy to uncover and discuss the ideas with Tim Burton for a better disguise for the character, including the use of contact lenses. Ultimately, Keaton decided to perform Batman's voice at a lower register than when he plays Bruce Wayne. This technique became a staple of future portrayals of Batman in film and TV and video games, especially those of Kevin Conroy and Christian Bale.
Conroy sounds the same.
Michael Keaton was unable to hear anything while in that bat suit. He said that his claustrophobia helped him get in the proper mood to play Batman.
Angry.
Michael Keaton came up with the famous "I'm Batman" line. In the script, it said, "I am the night.
I want you to tell your friends about me."
Yeah.
"I am Batman."
Yeah. In order to combat negative rumors about the production, a theatrical trailer was assembled to be distributed to theaters. To test its effectiveness, Warner Brothers executives showed it at a theater in Westwood, California to an unsuspecting audience. Oh. The 90-second trailer received a standing ovation. Later, it would become a popular bootleg at comic conventions.
Mm. The Batman.
He's
here.
Don Johnson, Dale Midcliffe, and William Peterson were considered for Harvey Dent. Billy D. Williams took the role with the expectation that he would be brought back to play Two-Face.
Nope.
But Warner Brothers already had a contract for Tommy Lee Jones.
Which he was...
However, a fun fact, Billy D. Williams played Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie in 2017.
Oh, cool. Man, that's a downgrade. Or is it? Because that movie was awesome. That movie was better than Forever.
When the movie came out on video, the film was put through a light filter because in the cinema, audiences had complained that it was filmed so dark that they could hardly see what was going on when it was dark out.
Makes sense. It's a dark-ass movie. Sorry.
When discussing the central theme of Batman, director Tim Burton explained, "The whole film and mythology of the character is a complete duel of freaks. It's a fight between two disturbed people. The Joker is a great character because there's a complete freedom to him. Any character who operates on the outside of society and is deemed a freak and an outcast has the freedom to do what they want. They are the darker sides of freedom. Insanity is in some scary way the most freedom you can have because you're not bound by the laws of society." Mm. This film was released on the year of the character's 50th anniversary.
Nice.
Jack Nicholson loved his performance so much in the movie that at one point he watched the movie once a week in his house.
That's insane. But not really, because it's awesome. Oh, man, that sounds like an egotistical man.
Sounds like it. You got to think that's why Jack Nicholson isn't in much anymore.
But he's awesome.
He is.
Badass bitch. He's a boss-ass bitch. Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
He's here.
Who?
The Batman.
Michelle Pfeiffer, who was dating Michael Keaton at the time, asked to audition for Vicki Vale, but Keaton was against it, saying that it would be awkward. Pfeiffer was later cast as Selina Kyle and Catwoman in Batman Returns alongside
Keaton. He was dating Michelle Pfeiffer. What a beast.
What a beast.
God. Did they break up after that? Probably.
Probably.
Who's he married to?
Michael Keaton right now?
Is he married at all?
I don't know. Let's find out. Michael Keaton. Oh, he was born in Pennsylvania.
Boring state.
September 5th.
Nice.
Doesn't say. Probably but not. I think he is.
Yeah.
Tanner. Nobody else was really considered to play Batman.
Good.
It was really just Michael Keaton.
He's just too light of a guy. Like Robert Pattinson's going to be great because he looks like a goth man already. He looks dark as hell.
Tanner, did this movie inspire sequels?
Yeah,
they got Batman Returns, Batman Forever.
That was the good sequel.
Yeah, Batman Forever.
Yeah, Forever, and then Batman and Robin, they both sucked ass.
Yeah.
But I still watched them over and over.
Yeah, I'll still watch them.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll maybe do run-throughs of them in the future.
We're going to have to shit on it, though, yeah. a little bit. But, oh, yeah. you know.
We'll have to.
Forever's terrible.
And then we get a break from Batman until Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. Then we get Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, The Justice League
Good
movie.
Thing Matt's not here.
Yeah, I know. The Justice League Zack Snyder cut. And then soon we will have The Batman.
I think the Batman is going to be the next...
It needs to be.
Oh, it has to.
I've heard Dude, amazing things.
Have you seen the freaking car?
Yeah.
And his suit? It looks and like he's an a Arkham young Batman. Suit. And he looks intimidating. He's like Robert Pattinson. Like you see him like turn in that scene in the courthouse. He's like, he just looks effed up. He looks messed. He looks like he has problems. Like Keaton just looked too straight up suit wearing mother effer. But you know, Pattinson doesn't look like he has any involvement in Wayne Enterprises. Looks like he's just the bad child, you know what I mean? Which is perfect. But that exactly. And that car is so badass, dude.
Finally, Tanner, we can talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in Batman.
Quotes?
No.
There aren't that many quotes.
Not really.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? I'm Batman. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
Wait till they get a load
We're
of
not going to do quotes anymore also.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because quotes and scenes kind of go hand in hand sometimes.
This is true.
So.
The good.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of Batman.
The good would be...
The cast.
The cast is awesome. The bad could be the extras acting. Some of the extras actings are like, oh! Like,
yeah.
Like a shot! Oh! You know?
And the ugly. I have an ugly.
What is it?
The fact that Joker pulled a pistol out of his pants and shot the Batwing down.
No, but this pistol was long.
But it wasn't big.
No, it was still a freaking 22 cal.
There's no way. There's no way that pistol took down the Batwing.
It is comedic, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaking hilarious.
But that's part of it.
I guess you could say that is the ugly.
That's the ugly for me.
How can he shoot the damn Batwing down? It's just not possible.
No, it's not.
You can't even see it. You're not supposed to even be able to see it. Do you think Pattinson will have a Batwing?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet. He's too young.
Give it a couple movies and he will?
Yeah, give it a couple movies. Tanner's the biggest Batman fan.
I just can't. I'm thinking about it and I'm just like, I think I'm going to love Pattinson better than any of them. Bale was awesome, though. God.
You know, Ben Affleck's the best Batman we have.
What?
Ben Affleck is the best Batman that we've had.
Well, he's the most comic book
accurate.
He's big. And
he's brawny.
But he kills people, bro.
So?
I don't like it.
So?
He's got to have a moral code. That's Batman.
No, this is a Batman who, he's not the best Batman, but he's a damn good Batman.
He's an old Batman.
He's an old Batman that doesn't give a shit.
This is like the Dark Knight Returns Batman.
So he's up there snapping necks.
Have you seen those animated Dark Knight Returns?
Yes, those are good.
They're so good.
They're
God
so
damn
good.
It.
They're so good.
Oh,
I'm a man. Guess who I am?
Venom. Batman. Oh, Venom.
We okay. Why am I going to Venom now?
We're not.
Batman is amazing, and I love him so much. I wish I could be Batman. Jumping off of buildings with a grappling hook.
Catherine was like, why doesn't Batman just fly away whenever he's in trouble? I was like, do you even know what you're talking about?
Batman is Batman.
Batman he's doesn't fly.
He doesn't fly. He glides.
That's what I said.
On occasion.
She's like, that's not true. I was like, you're going to fight me.
She said,
me.
That's not true?
Yeah.
I would love to be sitting there, too. You want to fight us about this? No.
My mustache is too much.
Mine is not enough.
I need to cut it.
I need to shave. Look at it. It's gross as shit.
It's so uncomfortable.
Mine?
Mine.
Oh. I was like, how do you know?
So uncomfortable. I can feel it when I talk.
Shit.
I'm going to just cut it off.
It's funny. If you guys saw it, you wouldn't even be able to tell on camera that I have any facial hair. It's the most I've ever had, and it's gross. Look at this. You ever seen that? I didn't even know it grew to my neck.
That's natural, though. That's part.
It didn't do that until recently. Holy shit, the bang.
I have a neck beard, but also a face beard. I'm not a neck beard virgin. Well, that was the Batman, or just Batman.
The Batman. Oh, I can't wait till the movie comes out.
I can't either. March 2022, I think.
Yeah, it's 20.
March. I think March.
March? Oh, that's not that far.
No.
Holy shit, that's not that far.
I know.
Oh,
So if you guys like the Batman movie, you can watch it on HBO Max at any time. Check us out on Instagram. Tell a friend in need and leave a rating or review. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.